plan with what we're going to do is we're all going to gather here at Central Park at 5 p.m. on June 13th. And basically what we're going to do is we're going to have speakers from the community, and we are just here to educate everybody on what is going on and let everybody know how they can be a good ally and a good supporter for this kind of movement.
And also the reason we're doing this is we know that there's plenty of people here in Mercer County who do support the movement and do want to get out and do something. But in all honesty, the idea of protesting in the cities can be kind of intimidating. So we would really like to give everybody an opportunity to be active in the community and really stand up for what they believe in.
And I know the communication that you sent out says this is a peaceful protest and anybody who plans on inciting violence will be removed. And I know you're working with the Aledo Police Department to ensure the safety of everyone. So do you want to both elaborate a little bit about that?
Well, we really do want a peaceful protest. We don't stand for violence. I mean, I know in the media there's so many instances of people hurting one another, people hurting cops, people hurting their community, and that's not what we want. That is not what we stand for. As a community, Mercer County, we love each other. Everybody knows each other. It's not right to hurt one another, and that's not what we're doing. We just want to educate our community and give people a chance to stand up.
And especially with this kind of event, violence is not going to solve anything. We are just here to educate everybody and make sure everybody can get along and stand up for something they believe in peacefully and safely.
And when you're organizing an event like this, and there's been a lot of attention nationally with what's happened in response to George Floyd's death, and some people will listen to this conversation or they won't listen to this conversation, and they'll say, you know, on social media, why these two kids from Mercer County organizing this protest in Aledo? Do they hate Aledo cops or Mercer County cops for some reason? So your response to those people that may criticize you?
We are very aware that there are going to be people who don't understand, who do think that that's what we believe in, but I can assure you that that is not what this is about. I love this community. This community has done so many things for me, and we don't hate the police officers. We don't think all cops are bad. We just think that there are issues in the system, and we want those to be fixed.
And by working with the police officers to do this event, I think we're really bringing our community closer together and showing that we all are one unit and working to solve problems here together.
And I know as I interview you two young ladies today, I know there was graffiti early this morning sprayed on the old Mercer County, or the old Aledo Junior High building, the BLM logo, Black Lives Matter. So as people are listening to this conversation, they'll say, well, see, they're organizing this protest, and look, somebody spray-painted BLM on the junior high, the old junior high building. So people will say, well, see what's going on already here in this town when you do stuff like this. So I guess your response to that would be what?
We definitely do not condone that at all. We stand for this community, and we want this community to be better. And that's not going to happen by vandalism or graffiti or hurting our community.
We definitely need to stick together, and graffiti and violence is not how we're going to solve problems here. So we intend to do that peacefully, and we do not condone whatever happened to that book.